heads-up, please. I would like to speak a few words on temperance. That's fine. Keep it down there. Ladies and gentlemen, down with rum. Ever since the beginning of time, there has been a drink problem. Quite a problem. Even a greater problem now. It's so scarce. Throughout the Middle Ages, the use of liquor was universal. And drunkenness was so common, it was unnoticed. They called it the Middle Ages, because no one was able to walk home unless they were between two other fellows. I was usually the middle guy. But through the years, enlightenment came, and with it, the control of spiritus fermenti. And controlling spiritus fermenti is tougher than tying a hair ribbon on a bolt of lightning. That's a good simile. The first instance of federal authority in this country was when George Washington put down the Whiskey Rebellion in Pennsylvania. I imagine George put down a little of the vile stuff, too. There was a fellow that really lived. What a guy, what a man. Now, before I go any further, please do not labor under the misconception that I always have been a teetotaler. No. In my younger days, I was prone to take a nip. I chortle now at the former weakness in my otherwise strong character. But how well I remember my first encounter with a devil's brew. Devil's brew. I happened to stumble across a case of bourbon, and I went right on stumbling for several days thereafter. Of course, now, I touch nothing stronger than buttermilk. 90-proof buttermilk. I look on my days of revelry with scorn and reproachment, and shudder when I recall going to the corner saloon, tugging at my daddy's coattails, and saying, "Father, dear father, come home with me now, and bring a jug with you." However, I came from a very illustrious family. My great-grandfather was a friend of Benjamin Franklin's. In fact, my great-grandfather would have discovered electricity, but he was too poor to buy a kite. He had to go out and hire one. I have a picture of him at home, standing in front of the town tavern. He was hiring a kite, much higher. Wonderful man, grandfather. They called him the atomic bomb. Bomb, B-U-M. Bomb. Now many of you are giggling and scoffing and saying that I have given up strong drink only because the stuff is so hard to get nowadays. But you are in error. My basement is loaded, as I was. Friends, my heart bleeds when I think that right at this moment, throughout our fair land, thousands of misguided souls are hitting the bottle. Yes, they are consuming rivers of highballs, lakes of cocktails, and oceans of distilled damnation. I think I'll slip on my bathing suit. Yes, liquid death and distilled damnation. That's what they are a-swillin' and a-guzzlin'. A pickpocket I once converted told me they have a school in Chicago. Ill. Ill, short for Illinois. A pocket-picking school. I'll have to go out and get one for this cold of mine. And the beginning rule they teach is no stimulants. They have to keep their heads clear and their fingers nimble. My friends, you set a bucket of beer in front of a pig, and he'll grunt and walk away. So should you. Or would you rather be a duck? Remember, the joys of alcohol are fleeting, and the toll is terrible. Back in my rummy days, I would tremble and shake for hours upon arising. It was the only exercise I ever got. A man who overindulges lives in a dream. He becomes conceited. He thinks the whole world revolves around him. And it usually does. So, friends, my advice to you is to abstain. Break all the bottles in your possession. Now, don't say you can't swear off drinking. It's easy. I've done it 1,000 times. One must be careful in making resolutions, particularly New Year's resolutions. The trouble lies in the fact that most of us are inclined to put off resolutions until 11 a.m. New Year's morning. This is a bad time to think of reform. Remorse runs rampant at such times, and we're liable to consign ourselves to all sorts of extravagant penances, such as hieing ourselves to monasteries in Tibet or Afghanistan, or to spending our remaining days in Azusa, Cucamonga, or Lompoc. I myself was a victim of the 11 a.m. menace several years ago. The evening preceding January the 1st, I was invited to a party by a couple who intended to get married, which they did, but not to each other. I awoke New Year's Day to find a full-grown goat in bed beside me. Worse than that, my head felt as though a manhole cover were resting on it. Imagine my surprise when I reached up and found out there was a manhole cover resting on my head. Right then and there, I swore that I would never again poison my system with maraschino cherries. 2 weeks later, I slipped and had another. But you must believe me when I say I thought it was a seedless grape. I washed it down with some snake bite remedy, which I always keep handy. Only, however, after first being bitten by a snake, which I also keep handy. Those who overindulge in strong drink always have serpents handy. In fact, some hapless souls are burdened with them as constant companions. In my time, I can remember the company of many assorted reptiles. In addition to pink elephants with lavender dots, a bright blue ostrich with a mixmaster for a tail, and a chartreuse octopus that taught me to samba, or samba as we say over home. A thief broke into my house one night and stole my octopus. He cut his tentacles off and used them for non-skid automobile tires. A cruel thing to do. I wish I had have thought of it. In closing, I would like to offer my favorite recipe to take the place of intoxicants. It's real thirst quencher. It's called the raspberry freeze, known in England as the raspberry freeze. Take 1 cup of pineapple juice, 2 cups of raspberry juice, mind you. If you're in Europe, 1 cup of black tea, 3 cups of water, and 2 egg whites. Freeze until half stiff. Well, when you're half stiff, everything is all right. I thank you.
I like beer, but I don't love it. Some people put their face in it, but I don't. I like a glass of beer like any boy, any man, woman, or child. I like beer, but I don't love it. One thing I do love is children. I adore them. Children are the makers of our land. What those children do later on, we've done already, but they're going to do it over. And if we show them a good example, they'll show us a good example. If we show them the right way, they'll follow that lead. And if we show them a dirty, rotten trick, they'll follow that trick. If we show them the right road, they'll take that right road. But if we show them the wrong road, they'll take that dirty, wrong road. A lot of children will take their father's advice and their mother's advice, and they'll pool it and see which comes out best. You know, children aren't so dumb as you think. They'll say, let's just team them up and see which one wins. And invariably, the mother will win. Children will argue. One will say, don't you think mother's right? And the other will say, yes, but we've got to give father a break.
It is a sunny California afternoon, and we find W.C. Field seated on his patio strumming his guitar as he is being interviewed by Miss Ophelia Snapdorp of the Lompoc Bugle.
It's nice of you to grant me this interview, Mr. Field.
Think nothing of it, my beauty. I'm always glad to speak for the public prints.
Well, I think I have about all I need. There's just one more question, Mr. Field.
What is it, my beauty?
Is it true that you once drank a glass of water?
Gods, what an accusation. I haven't had a drop of water on my tongue since the gold rush days. I was up in Nome, Alaska, and I made the mistake of picking my teeth with an icicle. The icicle melted, and I nearly strangled to death. Those were the happy days. I hope they never come again. I crossed the frozen tundra with my trusty dog team, which I ate later. They were very good with whipped cream. At long last, I arrived at the igloo of an Eskimo friend of mine, who distilled a delectable beverage from whale blubber.
Well, that's all very interesting. But when did you drink the glass of water?
Oh, yes, you remember that, don't you? The water. That was 35 years ago. And I was talking to Tex Rickard and Death Valley Scotty in the old Victoria Hotel bar. I left the cafe and walked down Broadway. I must have been thinking, for the next thing I knew, I was struck by a runaway street organ in Allegheny, Pennsylvania. The entrepreneur of this musical cavalcade, an Italian gentleman, was most profuse in his apologies. His poor frightened monkey bit me in the stomach in his excitement. Were you ever bitten in the stomach by a wild monkey? No. I was rushed to the hospital. Soon after being hospitalized, I took a turn for the worse. My nurse, Miss Dorothea Fizzledocko, was pretty, starched and blonde, with cheeks like peaches and cream, which I had for breakfast every morning. Things went along smoothly until one day when my doctor entered my room to find that I had a half Nelson on Miss Fizzledocko in an effort to wrest a vial of rubbing alcohol from her determined grip. Miss Fizzledocko was immediately replaced by a male nurse. I recently received a postcard from Dorothea in a bottle. She is in one of the Cocoa Islands in the Pacific and perfectly happy, except that a mosquito carried off her pet dog while she was napping on the beach.
But what about your drinking the water?
Oh, it's your back to that again, yes. I was driving across the Mojave Desert in search of the Lonesome Charlie gold mine. And by chance, I happened to come upon the Happy Buzzard gas station and tap room. I entered the tap room and said to the barkeep, "Double slug of red eye, please." And he replied,
"Sorry, no liquor, partner."
What of the sign that swings outside proclaiming the Happy Buzzard? How can a buzzard be happy without a nip?
Well, this is election day, partner, and the bar is closed. It's the law.
Who made this law?
The people voted for it.
That's carrying democracy too far.
Well, if you're so thirsty, how about a nice glass of water?
Are you insane?
Say, ain't you W.C. Fields?
No autographs, please.
I guess I am insane, asking you to drink a glass of water. Well, I'd bet $100 you wouldn't do that.
Of course I wouldn't. Did you say $100? A century note?
Yep.
Get your money up.
Okay. Here's my money, and here's your glass of water.
Hideous-looking stuff. Don't you put an olive or a cherry or some formaldehyde in it?
Nope. Just plain water.
All right. I'll drink it. May the state of Kentucky forgive me. Well, here's over the lip.
I must be seeing things. W.C. Fields is reaching for a glass of water. He's lifting it from the bar. There it goes up to his lips, and there goes my hunter. He's just starting to drink. No, he's putting it back in the bar. Whoops, he's lifting it to his lips again. He grits his teeth. By cracky, he's a-drinking that water. Whoa, Mr. Fields, what's wrong?
Oh, get a doctor, you idiot. I've been poisoned.
In God's word we read of a wonderful land where all of the pure ones shall go. No drunkard can enter that Eden land fair, its happiness never can know. No drunkard can enter that beautiful home. My brother, quit drinking, I pray. The Savior is lovingly calling for you. Oh, come and he'll save you today. How sad is the fate of the poor drunken soul, no share in that heavenly home. Down, down to the regions of woe he must sink, in anguish forever to roam. No drunkard can enter that beautiful home. My brother, quit drinking, I pray. The Savior is lovingly calling for you. Oh, come and he'll save you today. His loved ones will enter that land of delight while he from their presence is cast. In darkness and misery forever to mourn, o'er long sinful years of the past. No drunkard can enter that beautiful home. My brother, quit drinking, I pray. The Savior is lovingly calling for you. Oh, save you today. Dear brother, quit warning before 'tis too late, and turn from that poisonous blow. The Savior still loves you and waits your return. From drink he will save your poor soul. No drunkard can enter that beautiful home. My brother, quit drinking, I pray. The Savior is lovingly calling for you. Oh, come and he'll save you today.
Christmas.
Winter's flaking snow is brushing through the wiry trees. I stuff my hands down deep inside my coat. I think of years ago and have remembered Christmas trees and faces that still warm me with their glow. Listen to my footsteps in the snow. The sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart. And stopping doesn't help, so on I'll go. And the Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. The icy air I'm breathing's all that keeps me on my feet. I feel like I've been walking. waiting all my life. A car goes running by, the man don't even turn his head. Guess he's busy being Santa Claus tonight. The saddest part of all is knowing if I switch with him, I'd leave him stumbling ragged by the road. I'd ride that highway to the arms of my sweet family and forget about the stranger in the cold. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. And as I walk, I'm singing to myself, oh, silent night, hoping I can save those other souls. Oh, God, forgive the man that drives right by the other man. Take pity on the stranger in the cold. 'Cause Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
Christmas is so boring and everyone buys presents and I never know what presents to buy and everybody's happy and I'm not happy and everybody stuffs themselves with turkey and booze and everything else and watches the Queen's speech and all I want to do is really go to football and have a good time and I hate Christmas. Well, I think I might go to Norway this year. I hear there's nuts blonde girl out there. I really fancy blonde girls in Norway, but Norway will be cold, so I think I might go to the Sahara Desert. Monastery, or I might go and see Bhagwan, or I might record a summer album of surfing songs over Christmas, I reckon, you know. Anything to get away from Christmas, but it's so boring and I hate it so much. Well, it never snows at the right time, does it? It only snows and snows in Norway at Christmas, and well, the snow turns to slush, and then you get your white trousers, you know, for your Christmas, you get them all dirty, you take the dry cleaners, and the dry cleaners is closed because everybody has 2 weeks off. Well, and the snow melts on the roof and the old woman downstairs complains that her roof is leaking, I've got to mend it. don't want to go out and have a look and see what the problem is because it's too cold. Well, I hate Christmas. I'm going to go to Hawaii for Christmas. Oh, I'm going to buy you a tape recorder so you can make even more albums. Well, you know, making albums is pretty important, really, isn't it? Because there's nothing else to do at Christmas. So if everybody made an album for Christmas, that means there'd be 52 million albums released at the end of January. And well, that would screw things up, wouldn't it?
If you feel like you just can't make it, hold on, hold on. If you feel like you just can't take it, hold on, hold on. You will find a brighter day if you hold on, hold on. He will turn your midnight into day, just hold on. You will find peace of mind. He will give your joy divine. He'll supply your every need if you only believe. Let him lead the way. He'll be with you every day. Let him be your friend. He'll go with you to the end if you just hold on. Just hold on. Listen. If mother and father forsake you, hold on, hold on. When all
your friends forsake you, just hold on, hold on. Jesus, he will be your friend if you hold on, hold on. He will whip you to the very end if you hold on, hold on. He has made my life brand new. He can do the same for you. If you trust and obey, he will surely make a way. Forget what you have heard. Just depend upon his word. I know without a doubt, he will surely bring you out. If you hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, well. Your joy divine, he'll supply your every need if you only believe. Let him lead the way, he'll go with you every day. Let him be your friend, he'll go with you to the end. If you just hold on, if you just hold on, listen, let him lead the way each and every day. Just hold on, hold on, listen. Forget what you have heard. Just depend upon his word. Just hold on. Hold on. Look at him. You don't need no dope. All you need is hope. Just hold on. Can I say it again? Listen, you don't need no dope. All you need is hope. Just hold on. Can I sing it from the clouds? Just say hold on, hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you don't have a friend, he'll be with you to the end. Just hold on. Back on you, you know what to do. Hold on, hold on. Friend, 'cause it's coming back again. Just hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Woo, 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 woo. Hold on, hold on.
Day. Let him be your friend, and he go with you to the end. If you just
We'll be right back. from the black on white affair. We'll be right back.